In ordinary times, thousands would descend on downtown Salisbury this weekend for the National Folk Festival, but not this year. Instead, due to the coronavirus, the festival will go virtual with its social media platforms as well as broadcasts on Delmarva Public Media. Laura Bottinelli is Executive Director of the National Council for the Traditional Arts. In our second segment, we talk about the significance of the event in these times as well as the way forward.
The cultural communities that we work with are so diverse and complex, and the cultural traditions of the millions of American people who are stewarding their traditions and their connections to their personal identity, their community identity, and how they see themselves as part of a broader public. We know that stewarding and sustaining traditions is a way for people to not only connect themselves to one another, to themselves in the future, but then also to be able to meet people and understand how their cultural background has informed their life and trajectory, and that these things can be complementary and enriching and understanding the hearts of the American people in its very diverse and beautiful forms is one way for people to see each other and build a better understanding.
Do you think, by the way, this experience with the virtual world is going to change or add to what you may do? Many institutions, they're actually finding ways to communicate and expand their presence in terms of an audience.
Absolutely. We have been highly reliant on the in-person experience as a way to share the depths of what we're presenting. And having that completely removed and turning solely to a virtual presentation has made us realize that there is an aspect of that engagement that we can incorporate into the future, even if we are coming together. It has also allowed us to tap our archives here much more deliberately, because the National Council for the Traditional Arts Archives, I mean, it has materials that go back to the 30s. We've been recording our festival experiences consistently since the late 50s. And so knowing that those materials are available and of interest and can add to the understanding of the in-person activities that we're presenting potentially in the future, it definitely has opened our eyes to a way to engage and cultivate audience and communities that will shape our work to come. And also just the sheer levels of access. You know that our artist communities, who may be far and wide throughout the country, that have their own listenership and fan base, who maybe weren't able to come to the Delmarva Peninsula on September, you know, the second weekend in September, but now have access to the event. How do we can maintain that level of access in the future? We know that this content is enriching, rewarding, and shape a very positive future.
What happens if the pandemic continues to be as it is now? Perhaps we might get a second wave. How do you then go forward if indeed we are where we are a year from now?
Well, knowing our experience in 2020, we now have this experience of the virtual celebration, and we will learn a lot from it. We know that we can continue to deliver the positive message and content that the festival brings. Not being able to gather in 21 obviously would be very disappointing, but if it's the ultimate reality, there's a point where there's acceptance and that you need to be able to create as safe and engaged experiences as we can. It's one of the reasons we're waiting until January to assess what our options are. There's so much that needs to be known about the trajectory of the virus, and it's just too soon to be sort of speculating on the what-ifs.
Laura Bottinelli is Executive Director of the National Council for the Traditional Arts on the virtual National Folk Festival that will be held this weekend. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.